Welcome. The Catholic Diocese of Cleveland presents the TV Mass. Today is Sunday, April 28th, the fifth Sunday of Easter. Your celebrant for today's liturgy is Father Damian Ferens, Vicar for Evangelization for the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland.
That Easter day.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, let's acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Have mercy on us, O Lord.
For we have sinned against you.
Show us, O Lord, your mercy.
And grant us your salvation.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, constantly accomplish the Paschal mystery within us, that those you were pleased to make new in holy baptism may, under your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Acts, found on page 126 of your Sunday TV Mass Missal. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles, and he reported to them how he had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord, and with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemn. For God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he gave us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Friends, here we are on the fifth Sunday of Easter, and I don't know if you picked it up when I prayed the opening prayer, which is known as the Collect, but the prayer the church prays at the beginning of this Mass says this: constantly accomplish the Paschal mystery in us. Constantly accomplish the Paschal mystery in us. So what's the Paschal mystery? It's Jesus' death, this is Good Friday, and his resurrection. So what we pray as a church is that we don't simply view that Paschal mystery as something that happened 2,000 years ago, and we simply remember it as a nice story, but every time we gather together at Mass, we are actually entering into the mystery of God, and, don't miss this now, he desires to enter into the mystery of you and me. And he wants to accomplish his Paschal mystery in us. That means great change and transformation. So we should be someone different at the end of Mass than we came in at the beginning of Mass. A good example of that, the first reading today. Saul, he arrived in Jerusalem. He tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. Yeah, rightfully so, because he was persecuting them. But he did have a conversion. The Lord appeared to him on the road to Damascus and changed his heart. And from that point on, Saul, who became Paul, remained in Jesus. He became someone new. He was transformed. Jesus was now living out his Paschal mystery in Paul's life. And this is why we call him a saint today. By our baptism, we're all called to be saints. I don't even care if you're not baptized and you're just flipping through the channels and you're watching, you're like, Father, are you talking about me? I'm talking about you, brother, sister. Jesus loves you. He wants to enter into your life. He wants a relationship with you. Let him in, and then let him remain with you. Amen. Let's stand and profess our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Let us petition the Lord.
For the church, that we may bear fruit when we speak out boldly in the name of Jesus, as we love one another as he commanded us to do, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those in public office may work together like interconnected branches on a vine for the common good. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety of all those whose lives are in danger due to war, gun violence, or domestic violence, and for a conversion of heart for all those who would contemplate violence, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That like branches on a vine, we may work together as a community of faith to bear fruit for the benefit of all, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our TV Mass intentions and all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all our intentions, spoken and unspoken, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we bring our prayers before you this morning. We ask that you hear them and grant them according to your will and in your time. And we pray this all through the power of the Holy Spirit and in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth, work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Mystery of this water and wine, come share the divinity of Christ among himself to share humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine, work of human hands, will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may I accept by your Lord, your sacrifice and your sacrifice to be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, Lord, my iniquity, cleanse me my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy and to be glorified, O God, who love the human race and who always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son present in our midst when we are gathered by his love and when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask that you send forth your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and gave you thanks and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. Lord, renew your church, which is in Cleveland, by the light of the gospel. Strengthen the bond of unity between the faithful and the pastors of your people, together with Francis, our Pope, Edward, our Bishop, the whole order of bishops, that in a world torn by strife, your people may shine forth as a prophetic sign of unity and concord. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead whose faith alone you have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever, there in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and martyrs, and with all the saints we shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
In this mingling of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, be true life to
us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Miserere nobis. Lamb of God,
Ecce Agnus Dei. Behold him, takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof,
but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ be saved for eternal life. Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for watching the TV Mass. We invite you to support this vital ministry and consider making a donation of any size. You can send a donation to the TV Mass, 1404 East 9th Street, 6th floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. Or information on an online donation can be found at dioceseofcleveland.org/TV Mass. Thank you for your generosity. We are pleased to offer My Daily Prayers, a daily email that includes audio versions of Catholic prayers for you to begin or end your day or just spend some time with the Lord. Sign up by going to dioceseofcleveland.org/My Daily Prayers. On behalf of the Diocese of Cleveland, we thank you for watching, and may God bless you and your families.